Hey, you want that to go?
Now for some New Year's takeout, some Chinese food before midnight, right? Today's New Year's Eve. And if there's one day of the year that reminds us of how much everyone has in common globally, it's the thought that citizens all over the world, from Argentina to Zambia, when that clock hits midnight in whatever time zone you're in, you are celebrating the coming of the new year. So this morning we're going to be talking to correspondents across the world and in our own backyard. Let's go first to BBC correspondent Tristana Moore. She's in Munich, Germany. Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
So big celebrations in Berlin. And in Berlin, they happened at the Brandenburg Gate. Is it going to be a big party this year?
Yeah, this is really Germany's biggest New Year's Eve party. And people are already gathering at the Brandenburg Gate. Up to 1 million people are expected to turn out tonight for this huge party there. There's going to be a big stage, fireworks, and lots of food stands. The Germans like their food.
Tristana, what time is it there?
Well, it's now at 1:20 in the afternoon, so people are already gathering. I'm in Munich, and people are already preparing the evening here, what they're going to be doing. They're probably going to be gathering outside the city hall at Mariensquare. There's going to be a huge fireworks display in the centre of Munich. And also, what's quite traditional in Munich is a lot of people tend to gather on the bridges overlooking the River Isar, and there are going to be big fireworks there. So I'm looking forward to the big display of fireworks this evening.
Okay, well, enjoy that, Tristana. Tristana is a BBC correspondent who's there in Munich, Germany. But let's go a little closer to home for us in the United States and go to takeaway producer Anna Sales in Times Square. Anna, it's actually a little after like 7:20 in the morning on Eastern time in the Eastern Seaboard in the U.S., so how does Times Square looking?
Well, believe it or not, Times Square is a little quiet at this hour. We're hours away from the ball and confetti dropping down, but it's quiet. But the police barricades are up. The stages are set for all the performances that are going to be happening here tonight. About 1 million people are expected here as well, and millions more, of course, will be watching on TV.
And the, as you said, the police have said that they are going to be out in force making sure that this is a safe holiday.
Yeah, it's very clear even now that, security is very stepped up. Thousands of police officers, some uniformed, some undercover, are going to be walking the streets. Some will even have devices to detect chemical agents or dirty bombs. There's a real security plan in place, and we saw that kind of put to work yesterday when we had the bomb scare here in Times Square when an abandoned van caught the attention of authorities. But it turned out being all clear after some buildings were partially evacuated and it was all safe.
Well, Anna Sale, I'm going to be avoiding Times Square like the plague, but as you said, there's going to be about 1 million people down there to see the ball drop. Anything that they need to know before they head out?
Well, you need to remember the perennial issue in Times Square is public bathrooms. There are no extra porta potties on the street, so if you're coming, be prepared for that.
Be prepared to either hold it or
walk. I'm canceling my dinner reservations at the Applebee's. That was a poor decision.
Anna Sale, our own takeaway producer in Times Square in New York, where things are a little quiet. That's because it's only, you know, like I said, not quite 7:30 in the morning here on the Eastern Seaboard. But in Sydney, Australia, it's getting close to midnight. We're only 35 minutes away. And we're going to go now to Phil Mercer, correspondent with our partner, the BBC in Sydney. Phil, you're getting close.
Yes, and other countries in this neck of the woods are already celebrating the arrival of 2010. Firstly, in Kiribati, a tiny island in the South Pacific, that's when the new decade rolled in first, followed by the Chatham Islands, another small group of islands in the South Pacific, followed by Fiji, Tonga, New Zealand. All of those places are now in the new decade. And here in Eastern Australia, we're less than, 40 minutes away from doing so ourselves.
I am told that Australians are going to be happy to see 2009 to bid the year goodbye.
It's been
a tough year.
Yes, I think most people in Australia will probably not rue the passing of this outgoing year. Looking forward, of course, to the Football World Cup. Australia will be represented in South Africa. This is a sports mad country, so plenty to look forward to. If you like your politics, Australia is also looking forward to a federal election next year, so plenty to look forward to. And in the meantime, about 1.5 million people have gathered here in Sydney, Australia's largest city, for a lavish fireworks display. And the organisers say that tonight's pyrotechnic extravaganza will be the best and the biggest anywhere in the world.
Give us details about this 12-minute midnight finale, because I was reading some of the statistics on this, and it's kind of incredible what they're going to do.
Well, the vital statistics for this show, given that we've already had a 9 p.m. fireworks display over Sydney Harbour, that is a traditional show for families, but the main event is the midnight display, of course. It's costing more than $4.5 million to put on. The vital statistics, 5,000 kilograms of explosive devices will be detonated in the sky above Sydney, and of course the centerpiece will be the old coat hanger bridge, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, that was built in the early 1930s. And the centerpiece, this pyrotechnics display, will be on the bridge. And also 25,000 shooting comets will also be catapulted into the air. So the city of Sydney probably won't have seen anything quite this lavish before.
And you know, you said that they're spending a $1.4 million on this, but actually they're expecting to turn a profit, isn't that right?
$4.5 million is the bill, and it's estimated that many times that number of dollars will be generated by all of these people coming in to Sydney. The roads have been chock-a-block all day with people from out of town coming in. And of course, for many international visitors from the United States, from the United Kingdom and around the world, coming to Sydney to see this display on New Year's Eve is a once-in-a-lifetime treat. Now, Sydney, after Auckland in New Zealand, is the world's second major city to see in the right. New year, and many people come from all around the world to see this amazing display.
Well, Phil Mercer, BBC correspondent in Sydney, I'm glad we got you now, because I think when the 5,000 kilograms of fireworks were going off, we wouldn't be able to hear a word you were saying. Good luck. Enjoy the New Year fireworks. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit, give you more details about some of the other headlines that you're hearing in the news. But that's the New Year's news from
Chock-a-block.
Sydney, Australia. Chock-a-block on the streets.